Okay, 5 minutes, so I'll try to be brief on the main points. As I said before, I come from the human rights community, but I also have a background working with the cyber rights from an NGO perspective, so I have a bit of a foot in each camps. And the problem from this perspective often is that you have human rights. The human rights community is quite well established around the world, and in many ways are recognized also, at least to some extent at the national level, working on basically a whole tons of UN and regional conventions on human rights that have been signed by governments and now need to be increasingly claimed at the local level. On the other hand, you have cyber rights movements in Europe increasingly, but in the US they've been for the last 10 years or so. In Europe it's still very much in the wake. We have European digital rights now since 3 years. So coming from the human rights field, the challenge here was really to try to bridge these two movements, to get the human rights people to understand that the more classical human rights discussion that they are involved with also have relevance in this context, and to bring their experiences into it, and on the other hand, get the more traditional cyber rights community to acknowledge that they can actually use the human rights language and the human rights conventions in their fight. So how did we do that concretely? What we did was that we set up a human rights caucus, a human rights working group, already after the first preparatory meeting, in order to try to get some of these different groups together. And where we were working in between the preparatory meetings in online spaces, mailing lists, and then those of us who were able to travel and to raise funds for travel met physically at the preparatory meetings in Geneva and lobbied. We did that by making written inputs to the various official documents, and by making oral interventions in the plenary sessions and in the working groups to the extent that we could access them. We had a lot of discussions basically due to this clash of different cultures, and we still do. I think one of the things that the human rights community has learned increasingly, it's still very much in process, but there is a greater recognition that the so-called information society or knowledge society, as we like to phrase it from civil society, need to address human rights, but not only within the language as it was phrased 55 years ago when most of the main human rights documents were drafted, but to take that language and to say, for instance, if you look at privacy, the right to privacy, to be left alone, or the right to freedom of expression, or the right to assemble freely, to take them into this context of the information or knowledge society and see, okay, what does it mean in this context? To make a sort of translation of the classical human rights standards and see of the effect and challenges that they have. This is still in process, and we're not far enough, but we did manage to get quite a lot of the human rights language into the documents. And we did manage to link up quite a lot with development organizations, community media organizations, free software people, all the people that are basically present on this panel and around this conference. So that was online spaces, meeting physically in Geneva, linking up just by, for instance, I'm here now, that we are increasingly linking up to free software movements and recognizing that there are aspects of this that should be as discussed also within the forums where we usually discuss human rights issues, and which are completely different forums than these, actually. What I think the more classical ICT community or free software community can use the human rights movement for is that we have these legal documents that governments have signed. Governments have signed these. So it's actually also a challenge of educating people in knowing their rights so that they can go out and claim them. Because if you have human rights where your government or your state have committed to them, but the people are not really aware what are the content of these rights and how do they claim them, then it just becomes very general language. Most people would know at a very general level that they have a right to privacy or they have the right to freedom of expression. But they wouldn't know much more than that. And this is where I think the collaboration and the networking can be really strong because we can on the very concrete level and through discussing with each other make it more visible how human rights can be claimed also by the people, for instance, who are here on this conference in this context, so that they can use some of the relevant human rights standards, access to freedom of information, access to information, right to enjoy your own culture, and use that language in the fight that are going on here, because they are actually quite powerful tools in that way. Then also at the national level, we've basically done the same as what we did at the global level. So in Denmark now, we've set up a network where we put together the wireless people, the people working within the libraries, community media people, more classical ICT people, relevant public authorities, and also try to discuss these issues at that level and to take the VISIS action plan, which was the one concrete result, and discuss from our various angles how we can push these agendas forward. So this is the global perspective being carried out at the national level in Denmark. So at the moment, as I see it from a human rights perspective, we're working nationally with broadening the network. We're working regionally, which is the level basically we're on now, the European level, and where we need to be even stronger in the way we push these issues together towards our regional bodies, such as the EU. And then at the global level, we haven't had any common meetings since the World Summit, but we'll be meeting a lot of us on this Sunday, and then there will be a next phase starting within a few weeks in Tunisia where we'll push it further.